Well, we had a nice crowd for the first service, and I think everybody went picnicking for the second service. But it is good to be here. It's a gorgeous day out there. School starts soon, next week?
Tomorrow.
Wow. We are winding down as far as summer goes, but it's still some gorgeous weather, so enjoy it. Get out and have a good time. And I know that it's Alan's 68th birthday, I think it was. So today, so if you see Alan, wish him a happy birthday. Got some things going on. Was there something of note? What did we mention? Directory. Membership classes. We're going to schedule membership classes to start in September. Bible study will start back up September. Sunday school will start back up September. A lot of things going on. And of course, we need information for the newsletter. It has to be turned in. Well, enough of that. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, we gather together as the body of Christ today to worship you and to praise you. We pray that our thoughts are not on our own problems. We pray that our thoughts are not on our busy schedules, what's coming up today, this week, next week. But we pray that our thoughts are on you, what you've done for us, how you love us. We pray, Lord, that we worship you in spirit and in truth this day. And we ask for your Holy Spirit to be poured out upon us, to guide us and direct us in the way that you would have us go. Empower us, fill us with the boldness of your faith, that what we do, how we live our lives, would be pleasing to you. So come, Holy Spirit, into this service. Put our eyes upon you and not upon circumstances, and fill us with love for one another, and especially with love for you. For we ask it all in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, Amen. The peace of Christ be with you. Let's pass that peace to one another.
Good morning, church. I offer a warm welcome to all of you, and as you make your way back to your seats, we will begin our worship with our moments of informality, where I'll take a few minutes to tell you about the mission and ministry of our church. If you would like some additional information about the church, if you're a visitor, or if you just want some further info, please see Pastor Bruce, one of the ushers, or you can retrieve a packet of information from the shepherd's hook immediately outside our double doors to the left. Please sign the registration pad that's in the red folders located in your pew. Pass it to others, bringing it back to the center aisle. Also in that red holder, you'll find 3.5 by 5 index cards. Use those cards if you have any prayer requests or need to get a message to the pastor. I'll put that in the clear holder, and the ushers will bring it forward. Our Bible memory verse for the month of August, our Bible memory verse is located on your front page of your bulletin, top center. Let's recite that twice through. Psalm 118:6. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? Psalm 118:6. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? We have several announcements this morning. I'll follow up some of what Pastor Bruce had already told you. But first, we'll start with Diane Runser.
This Tuesday is our last makeup day for directory pictures. I have 8 slots left. Late afternoon, and I think there is still one right around almost 5 o'clock. So if you have not had your picture taken, and we'd like to have everybody included in our directory, and that's not just the people who are members, but for regular attenders, for occasional attenders, we'd like to know who you are and be able to put you in the directory. So if you have been one of those people who've sat back and said, I don't think I want my picture taken this year, please change your mind. Come up and see me right after the worship service, and I'll plug you in a spot. Otherwise, the rest of you, I sent out emails to those who are already scheduled, and you should be having them in your inbox to remind you of what time you took. All right, thank you.
Thank you, Diane. A reminder from Jean, our church secretary, the newsletter articles for the September newsletter are due this Wednesday, August 22nd. You can either email them directly to Jean or drop off a copy in the office. Anything not received by Wednesday will have to wait until the October newsletter. Our NOW committee begins their monthly Bob Evans fundraiser, and it starts this week for Thursday, August 23rd and Friday the 24th at the Irwin location. That's right there by the Target Plaza right next to McDonald's. That's the Bob Evans. Please use your Bob Evans insert flyer. It's in today's bulletin. You do need to take this with you, and when you pay your receipt, they'll attach this to it, and the church will get a portion, looks like 15% of your check is donated directly back to the church, so it's pretty painless, and Bob Evans certainly has some good food, so you can enjoy Thursday or Friday or both days. And also just a reminder, please mark your calendars, that Sunday school classes begin on September 9th, and that includes the adult classes as well, Harvesters and Bicoda. And just a final reminder, please check your bulletin. We do have some other activities and other things going on in the life of our church. And I would now ask that you tone your hearts and your minds to our worship. I would ask that you please stand and follow along in your bulletin under the heading of Call to Worship, reciting your response to my prompt. Hear these words from Psalm 111. Praise the Lord. Great are the works of the Lord, studied by all who have pleasure in them. Who has caused his wonderful works to be remembered? The Lord is gracious and merciful.
The Lord provides food for the faithful and is ever mindful of his suffering.
The Lord has shown his people the power of his works by giving them the heritage of the nations. The Lord sent redemption to his people and has commanded his covenant forever. holy and wondrous is God's name. Please remain standing for hymn number 2022 in your Faith in We Sing hymnal.
Bucket. Hannah was here for the children's chat, of course, for the first service. We don't have any other children that we can see with us today, so we're going to forego the children's chat, but we will take up the children's collection if I can have a couple of volunteers to man the buckets. Would be great.
For me, see on the portals, he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home. gathering, death beds are coming, coming for you and for me. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling.
Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling.
I need a minute. I'm sitting up here with just the tears won't quit. Eric and Becky, how proud. Hannah is starting fourth grade. Fourth grade tomorrow. That was just beautiful. Our word of God is from the New Testament, from the Ephesians. Hear Paul's words in his letter to the Ephesians, talking about the rules of the new life. Look carefully, then, how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with all your heart, always and for everything, giving thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God the Father. Here ends Paul's reading. May God add his blessings. And I'll now ask our ushers to come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offering.
Dear Heavenly Father, what can we say? You have blessed us beyond belief. Indeed, Lord, we are a blessed and gifted people because of you. And so, God, we give back to you just a small portion of that which you have blessed us with. We give to you, Lord, to say thank you, to show you that we appreciate all that you have done for us. We give to you, Lord, out of obedience, and we give to support the ministry. And so, Lord, we pray that you would bless and multiply these offerings, use them as you see fit by the power of your Holy Spirit through the ministries of this church for the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Bless both gift and giver, those who were able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, please be seated. Joys. The giveaway was wonderful. Great ministry. Well over 100 people showed up to help themselves. A big thank you to the workers, Lonnie Vogel, who headed that up, and to all the volunteers who helped set it up, run it, and then clean up afterwards. We had a great time, and the people who came were just amazed, and they wanted to say thank you, thank you, thank you to the church for doing that. Just amazing stuff. We gave away, I would say, anywhere from 70 to 75% of the stuff at least, and it was just wonderful. There's a bicycle sitting outside between two signs that say for free. Anybody needs a bicycle, just help yourself. Take that bike, throw it in your car, take it home, put some air in the tires, and enjoy. But when things started to die down, we put a whole bunch of stuff out along the sidewalk and toys that led down the steps to the gym. And people stopped and picked that stuff up. And they came in, they said, is that stuff free? And we said, yes, it is. So they really appreciated that. Great ministry, and again, thank you. The memorial service that we had for a fella who was 67 years old and born blind, mentally challenged, had the maturity level of a four-year-old, was institutionalized all his life, and then he passed away. Well, his family grew up in the area. His brother, who took care of him, lived in Tennessee. His brother, when Jack Corrigan died, he was cremated, and they wanted a memorial service, and they could not find a United Methodist Church in the Greensburg area that was willing to do it on short notice. And so when we said, of course, we would do that for him, and we threw it all together, Dot and her crew took care of the food, Diane and I took care of the service, they were just amazed that we would do such a thing and do it so well. And, you know, Diane and I just kind of shook our heads and, you know, just, this is what you do. It's what we do as a church. So, again, thank you and well done. So a lot of good ministry this past week. The church picnic was a blast. Thank you to everybody that helped for that. Of course, rain forced us indoors downstairs, but food and the games and fellowship was just wonderful. Good time was had by all. Other joys. Anybody else have a joy they want to share? Thank you. My personal favorite, indoor plumbing. Where would we be without indoor plumbing? We'd be outdoors. But what else are we thankful for? Oh, it, yes. Yep, having air conditioning with all the humidity. Wow. If you're thankful for the clothes that you wear, the food that you eat, the roof over your heads, raise your hand. Now, keep that hand up there. If you're thankful for the public transportation, your personal transportation, your options, the country in which you live, friends, family, pets. Other hand, give them a shake. Say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Pens and pencils are homework. Of course, we want to pray for USA. Pray for our country, for healing, for revival of the Holy Spirit. Pray for our church, FUMC. In talking with these families this past week, the drug epidemic is everywhere. Everywhere. Everybody says it's the worst here, but it is bad everywhere, out of control. We need to come against that drug epidemic in the name of Jesus. Victims of foul weather. People still recovering from storms and tornadoes and hurricanes that happened years ago. Puerto Rico, still a mess. And now we've had all this flooding going on day after day all throughout this year, especially here in Pennsylvania. Victims of forest fires. Pray for the firefighters, the rescue teams, support people who lost their homes. Pray for Barbara. She's having her knee surgery done tomorrow. Our Caleb. Pray for our Caleb. And traveling mercies for everybody on the road. David in Virginia. Pray for them. Fred and Barbara. Fred and Barb. Anybody else we want to pray for? Oh, back of the bulletin. Yes, thank you. On the back of the bulletin, there's prayer lists. Go to God in prayer, and just in the name of Jesus, I lift up these names unto you and read those lists. Pray for those who are lost, who don't know Jesus, because they are truly lost for all eternity if they don't know Jesus. Pray for our missionaries. Missionaries all over the world, pray for them that they would get their work done and done quickly so we can go home. Let's pray for a school, for teachers, students, administration, bus drivers, crossing guards, security, custodians, cafeteria workers, nurse, school nurses, teachers' aides, parents, pray for school. Unspoken, raise your hand. And for all of our concerns, we say, Lord, hear our prayers. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And dear Heavenly Father, you are the great I am, the Lord God Almighty, creator of the heavens and the earth, the author and sustainer of life, the giver of immortal gladness. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for our blessings. And help us, Lord, to share our blessings with others. And God, we believe, help our unbelief. And we lift up into the light and love of your presence our country and our country's leaders, our church, and all that that means, God. Every part of our church, we lift it up to you. And God, we lift up to you all those who are battling addiction, victims of forest fires and foul weather. We pray for our missionaries, local and international. We pray for Fred and Barb. We lift up to you those who are lost. We pray for Matt and family, for Barbara, who's having knee surgery tomorrow. We pray for Caleb, and we pray for CJ and Bill, for all those who are going to school, who work at school, who support school. Pray for all those who are on the road and the unspoken request. You know what needs to be done, God, and indeed you're greater than any problem that anybody has. We have favor with God and man. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. With you, God, all things are possible. And the chastisement of our peace is upon Jesus. By his stripes we are healed. We claim that not only for ourselves but for others. Thank you for that word which is living and alive. Thank you for that word against which the gates of hell will not prevail. Blessed be your holy name, and all honor and glory and praise to you and to you alone. For this we pray in Jesus' name, who also taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. If you are able, please stand for the reading of the gospel. This is the gospel according to John chapter 6, beginning with verse 51. Let us hear this word of the Lord. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Then the Jews began to argue sharply among themselves, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in him. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. And I will raise them up at the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, I live because of the Father. So the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your ancestors ate manna and died. But whoever feeds on this bread will live forever. This is the word of God for the children of God. Please be seated. Lectionary, that guided walk through the Bible, that program in the church that gives us selected readings for every Sunday, sure does sound like last week's, doesn't it? Bread of life. You look familiar. I tried to eat Eric in first service. A little tough. He needed salt, too. We talked about that last week, about us being cannibals and communion, eating Jesus' flesh, drinking his blood. And yet that's what the lectionary is about again. And it just seems like it just goes on and on and on. Old illustration. There's a man who goes hiking, loves to hike, loves to commune with nature. And so he wanders out into the woods, starts up the trails, heading up into the hills, gets up there pretty high, really enjoying all the wildlife running back and forth. It's a beautiful day. And he sees some berries. So he goes off the trail and into the woods, and he starts picking berries and eating them as he wanders through the woods. And this is kind of strange territory to him. He hadn't been up here before. And he sees another big patch of berries, and he's reaching in for the berries and reaching back for the big, fat, juicy berries. And all of a sudden, the bushes give way, and he finds himself falling off a cliff. As he tumbles down over the cliff, he reaches out and he grabs the root of a tree that's sticking out, and he hangs on for dear life. He looks up, and it's too high to climb back up. He looks down. Whoa, way down there. There's a flock of sheep down there. What's he going to do? Man, he is desperate. And so he begins praying. Oh, God, help me. Help me, God. And all of a sudden, he hears a voice, a booming voice. This is God. What can I do for you? What? God? Yes, you called for me. What can I do for you? I need help, God. I'm stuck. What can I do? And God says, do you trust me? The man says, oh, yes, I do, God. God says, well, then let go. And the man thinks about it, and he thinks about it, and he looks up, and he says, is there anybody else up there? Of course, another part of the story goes that he finally realized he didn't have any choice but to trust God, and so he lets go. And wouldn't you know it, he lands right on top of a big, fat, woolly sheep, breaks his fall, saves his life, kills the sheep. But we do have to let go. We do have to trust in God. It's all or nothing with God. So this lectionary reading, last week, Jesus, when he was telling the people that he's the bread of life that came down from heaven, it says that they said to one another, isn't this the son of Joseph? I mean, we know his mom and dad. We know who this guy is. We know Jesus. How can he say he came from heaven? Well, that was last week. This week, it says that they grumbled sharply among themselves. How can this man tell us to eat his flesh and drink his blood? That's just crazy. And next week's lectionary reading is going to be that from that point on, his followers turned their backs on him. They left him, except for his disciples, which our pastor Ron will be preaching next week, because I'm going on vacation. So, but he's staying with the lectionary. So why did Jesus go on and on and on about being the bread of life? Why? It's like almost like beating a dead horse. The people were grumbling. They didn't want to hear it. And yet Jesus kept pressing the point, because Jesus wouldn't give up on them. Because Jesus knew that they needed to get this point. They needed to understand. We need food in order to survive. Food is what quenches our hunger. And we should hunger and thirst after Jesus the way we hunger and thirst after food. We should realize that we need Jesus in order to survive the way we need food in order to survive. And Jesus said that anybody who doesn't love him more than they love their parents is not worthy of him. Anybody that doesn't love him more than they love their children is not worthy of him. And in fact, we have to love Jesus more than we love our own lives. We have to be willing to sacrifice our lives. Anybody who doesn't pick up their cross daily and follow Jesus is not worthy of him. Pick up our cross. That cross that we nail ourselves to with our egos, our pride, our selfish desires. That's the cross that we pick up. And then we follow Jesus. Jesus, he wouldn't give up on them. He wanted them to get this. Because he wanted to save their souls. And we shouldn't give up on the people in our lives. Our family, our friends, our neighbors. The people that tell us we're crazy for being so holy and religious. For spending so much time in church. For making sacrifices for the ministry. These are the people to whom we say we love Jesus more than that. It's all or nothing with God. Because it's about a battle of life and death. Eternal life and death. And there are a lot of lost souls out there that need to get this message. They need the bread of life. There was a fella who was a motivational speaker, and he went to a Christian college. And the student body gathered together in the auditorium. And this motivational speaker came up on the stage and introduced himself, his name, and he said, I want to tell you a story about a man who took his son and his son friend out fishing one day. He said, now this man and his son were strong Christians. The son's friend, not so much. He didn't know the Lord Jesus as his personal Savior. So they thought if they took him with them and hung out with him, that maybe, just maybe, he would come to know Jesus for himself when he saw Jesus in them. And so they went out fishing that day, and they went pretty far out. And a sudden storm came out of nowhere. The sky became black. The wind howled. The rain poured down. Thunder and lightning. And the waves got bigger and bigger. The sea grew rougher. And the boat was tossed back and forth, back and forth. And all of a sudden, a huge wave hit this boat and washed the son and his friend overboard. And this motivational speaker went on to say, and the father stood at the rail of the boat, and he looked out on the water, and he reached down and he grabbed the only life preserver they had that had a rope tied to it. And he knew he could only save one of them because the waves had separated the son and his friend. It had to be one or the other. And so with tears in his eyes and sorry on his lips, he threw the life preserver to his son's friend. And the motivational speaker went on to say, this man knew that his son was already saved, but he also knew that the friend had to know Jesus yet. He didn't want the friend to die without knowing Jesus. He said it made a huge difference in that young man's life, because that young man then grew up giving his life to Christ and never forgetting the life that was given for him. And the motivational speaker says, I know that's true because I'm that young man. I'm the one who was saved. It's just a story, but shouldn't we be like that man? Shouldn't we be telling other people about the life that was given to save us? About Jesus? We should be sharing the bread of life with the world around us. Telling them the good news. We should be fanatical, radical in our faith. Turn the world upside down. They need what we have. So feed the world, beginning with your friends and neighbors. Feed them the bread of life. God loves you, and so do I. Let's stand and sing. I'm sure you noticed in the bulletin what the children's offering went for today. Great program. Help heal the relations between police and the public, and to help people who have been victimized. Good program. So, surely you need somebody who needs the bread of life. People who have gone searching for other things to satisfy their cravings, their hunger, and it's not working. They need Jesus. So be radical in your faith. Don't give up. Jesus never gave up on us. Don't give up on others. Dear Heavenly Father, pour out your Spirit upon us and guide us and direct us in the way that you would have us go. Fill us with a dogged determination, God, to serve you by seeking and saving those who are lost, by being Christ to a hurting world. So come, Holy Spirit, make it so. We ask it all in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, Amen. Amen.